Pressing for police reforms, the city council in Springfield, Massachusetts, has rejected a proposed contract for police supervisors. By an 8-4 vote, councilors declined to approve a proposed one-year contract with the Springfield Police Supervisors Association that would have changed the time limit from 90 days to 120 days for departmental charges to be lodged against an officer accused of misconduct. Citing a scathing U.S. Justice Department report released in July that, among other things, criticized the Springfield Police Department's disciplinary practices, City Councilor Orlando Ramos said an additional 30 days to conduct internal investigations is not meaningful reform.
And then they somehow, to attempt to pass it off as meaningful reform, I thought that was insulting.
Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee and is a state representative-elect, said there should be no deadline for the public to file a complaint about a police officer.
The year 2020 is going to be remembered for two things. Number one, for this pandemic. And number two, this was the year of police reform. And we're part of that history. We're in a position to be able to actually make that change.
Councilor Tracy Whitfield said she could not in good conscience vote for the proposed contract.
But I'm aiming for justice, and we have not had justice for far too long, and it's time for a change.
Joining Ramos and Whitfield in voting against the contract were Councilors Melo Brown, Victor Davila, Adam Gomez, Jesse Letterman, Marcus Williams, and Council President Justin Hurst. Voting for the contract were Councilors Tim Allen, Sean Curran, Melvin Edwards, and Mike Fenton, who said it does represent some progress.
It's not everything that we'd like to have. No collective bargaining agreement would be fair if we got everything we wanted to have.
Because of the city's uncertain finances as a result of the pandemic, Labor Relations Director William Mahoney said the decision was made to negotiate for only a one-year contract instead of the typical three-year agreement. He said the city could press for more concessions in the next round of bargaining that would begin in a matter of months.
So we're just trying to get through the COVID year is really what we're doing with this contract and probably with a number of our other contracts.
The association represents about 70 police supervisors with the rank of captain, lieutenant, and sergeant. The proposed contract would have created an assessment center process for promotions to the rank of captain. Springfield Police Deputy Chief Stephen Kent said that would be a major step forward for the department.
Fact of the matter is that civil service tests are more about memorization than they are about skills, and the assessment center is the best practice.
With the rejection of the contract, which contained a 1.5% pay raise, the union and the city head back to the bargaining table. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.